In the church where I grew up, we had an altar in the front of the church. It was a place where supplicants could come and pray, seek forgiveness from God, seek the Holy Spirit, just commune with God or lay some petition before Him. And sometimes the preacher would call for people to repent of their sins and to confess them to the Lord and become a Christian, and would call them to that altar. I say all of that to say this. I can't remember the first time I went to the altar as a child to pray that my sins would be taken away, but I know that God was faithful when I went there. Even in my childish imagination of those things I had done wrong, but I knew I had done wrong and I knew I had sins. And then when I became an adult, I wandered far away from God for a long time, but God was always calling me back to that altar. And there came a day where I came back with a burden of sins unconfessed, but God was so faithful to forgive me. Listen to what He says to His people who had gone astray in the book of Isaiah, the 1st chapter and the 16th verse. "Wash you, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." You see, God calls us to repentance. And if we have been wandering far away from Him, or if we have gotten off the path because of one reason or another, perhaps circumstances of life, perhaps we have some sin that's really dragged us away from the Lord, this is what I know. The Lord is calling you to repentance. He loves you. And He lays it right on the line, doesn't He? He says, put away the sin that's been afflicting you. Put away the evil of what you're doing. Cease to do evil, and then learn to do well. God's a good teacher, isn't He? And then He says, come now, let's be reasonable. Though your sins be terrible, they can be forgiven. Though they're even red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. If you will do this, God says, it will go well with you. But if you refuse and rebel, destruction awaits you. Let us live as repentant people today. Walk in repentance. If there's some sin that's nagging at you, confess that to the Lord, repent, and He will be gracious and help you. If you have not received Jesus as your Savior in your heart in a personal way, and confessed your sins to God and relied on Jesus for the forgiveness of those sins upon His sacrifice on the cross, do so at this moment. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You that You forgave my sins. I pray for those who are struggling under a load of sin. Maybe they have known You at one time. Maybe they years ago or at one time confessed their sins to You. Or maybe something has come up in their life that's spoiling their walk with You. I pray, O Lord God, they would become repentant, that they would change their minds, confess that sin to You, and give themselves to You, that You may transform them and to wash them. And though their sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. In Jesus' name, amen.